Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep... Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm recording this in 2025 actually, but I was on vacation in Asheville, North Carolina, where the previous flood happened from Hurricane Helene, and it was kind of surreal to just be there and see the destruction and damage that's still to that area. So that was just like a surreal moment, I guess, but I was busy kind of just enjoying that little last bit of some free time that I had in between my trimesters at school. So that's why last week there was no episode, but this week I kind of wanted to just keep it short and simple and just do kind of like a year in review and then talk about like what my intentions are for 2025 and stuff. So let's just get started. So in 2024, it was a big year in kind of checking things off the list, I would say. Personally, and school-wise, I completed all of my board exams. So for a doctorate in chiropractic, you have to pass 4 boards exams. There's part one, which you can take after like the first year of school. And then you take part 2, part 3, and part 4, all within like a 6-month period of each other. It probably for me, it was in like a 4-month period. So that was, it wasn't a stressful period of my life. It was more so just like, you know, the exams are expensive and you want to make sure that you pass, so you don't have to pay to do it again. And it was just making sure that you were well prepared and just stuff like that. So I did pass all 4 of them, thankfully, and now that will allow me then, once I graduate in May, to obtain my license and then start practicing. So in 2024, I completed all my exams. I also completed all of my clinical requirements that I needed to in order to graduate. So yes, I'm still in clinical these next 4 months until May, but it's more so just shadowing other doctors and kind of doing more so things that I want to do and not worrying about hitting specific numbers and new patients and all that type of stuff. So I checked off a lot of things at school, and that's a personal like growth for me in 2024, is just kind of, you know, doing that thing to make me do the next step. Along with that, I started this podcast in 2024. So that in itself is really cool. I've always wanted to start a podcast. It's one of those things where you just kind of have to do it. And if you don't do it, it's never going to happen. But you just got to start somewhere. And I did a bunch of research in how you can actually start it and how to use this, like what websites are good to use. And I actually got a good student discount on one of them. So that made it just more, it was like that little push that I needed in order to actually start it. And along with that, I don't have the statistics up, but I know that I have almost over like 2,000 downloads on episodes and stuff like that. So that's really amazing that I'm reaching people and people are sharing this. And I just think it's really cool. It's a great way for me to kind of organize my thoughts and how I want to present information, and it just helps me practice before I start in the future with actual real patients. So I have more hopes in 2025 to come with this podcast. I ideally would like to start to interview people and get some guests on the podcast episode, and then maybe even go on other people's podcast episodes
to really grow this and help this be a part of my practice one day. So I was saving my 2025 intentions for later, but I just thought I'd throw that in because it was a good way to go about it. And then lastly, for 2024, some things that I really wanted to focus on for my own self was like financial freedom, was reducing stress. And I think that those two went hand in hand, like for myself personally. Just a real quick tidbit on like financial health, like why I wanted to focus on that was just because I felt that I was thinking a lot about it, and I know that like thought stress can be more damaging than actual like physical stress to the body. So I really wanted to focus on that for my mind and my body and everything. And I'm working my way through school. I'm paying for school as I go, and I'm paying for rent. You know, you want to be able to live a life that you want to live. And I also really wanted to invest in my Roth IRA and invest in other things. And it, you know, you just got to take it one step at a time. But I'm really proud of the progress that I have made this past year and becoming more diversified in my like education and understanding more about finances and like how to allocate my money and all of that. So that was a huge win for me in 2024. And I'm glad that I feel more stable and like confident in that for myself moving forward. And then with that, just reducing any stress or any outside noise and really focusing on myself and listening intentionally to like what I want to do. And that, with that, I am a year, with no alcohol. Like I said, I have a previous podcast episode on this. I never really drank to begin with, but I felt more so just like the societal pressures of, oh, we're going out. Oh, you have to drink. Oh, this. So kind of just really, staying in touch with myself and being true to myself and learning how to like just say no if I don't want it was a huge growing, like I don't really know the word I want to say, but it was growth for me just being able to say no. And you know, at the beginning people would be like, oh, just have one, oh, it won't kill you. And it's like, it's not about that. I don't care. Yes, it's about the health benefits, but it's more so about like, I don't enjoy it, so why should I pressure myself or be pressured by other people to do something that I don't like, just because I know that I would personally never do that to somebody else. So getting over that hump and everything was a big hurdle, I would say, to take in 2024, but I'm really proud that I stuck with it. And now it's just kind of like, you know, everybody knows. I still enjoy going out, having fun with people, but I'm just not. Alcohol doesn't do anything for me, and I'm proud that I didn't let other people's pressures override like what I wanted. So that's kind of closing out 2024. And then with 2025, some things that I am looking to intentionally, not goals, but just kind of focus on more so, is that, like I said, increasing this podcast. I really want to keep improving my presence on social media. I don't enjoy being on social media a lot, but I understand that for the future of like my business and what I want in the near future, I'm gonna need to be on there more, be more present. So I'm gonna try and be on there, but in short bits, but just be posting more and being there for you guys and sharing information and everything like that. So that's one goal. And then another intention that I have for 2025, like I said, with this podcast, is to keep up with that, keep posting. I'm going to aim for every Thursday each week to kind of just post an episode. And then I'll also post that to like my Instagram and my TikTok, just so that you guys can keep up with that. And then I would say that it's crazy to think, but I have to start my own business, I guess. So becoming educated on business terms and just business in general will be a huge learning curve for me in 2025. So I'm going to have to figure out all the logistics of starting my own business, everything that comes with that. So that will kind of be my focus, is just, you know, talking to people, figuring out my next steps, filling out some paperwork, and then applying for my license in May and graduating. So that will be huge. And then that will allow me then to start what I want to. So keep on the lookout sometime in 2025 for my own business. That is my goal. And it's really weird to say that it's already here, but I guess these past 4 years of grad school really did fly by. So I'm already here, and I guess after this episode, I'm going to start to plan some things and make a loose plan, but I don't even like know where I want to begin. So I'm going to have a lot of research and stuff to do, but it's what I want. So I have to, it will be exciting at the same time to do it. So with that, I don't know what else I have planned for 2025. It's kind of just enjoy the last little ride of school. I've only done school, so I don't know how to be anything else but a student, which is crazy to say because I didn't take a break from high school to undergrad, and then from undergrad I went straight into grad school. So I've kind of just, you know, been a student my whole life, and now I have to actually be an adult and figure out things. So that's going to be also a huge growth, I would say, in 2025, is become more independent and figure out things for myself. And then with that, kind of just taking a whole leap from like that whole personal growth aspect. But I want to continue on focusing on my environment, and how I can clean that up. So it's taken me probably 5 years to slowly clean my environment around me. And that started first, I would say, with cleaning up the foods that I ate. Secondly, it started with drinking filtered water. I have an AquaTrue and I love it. The only thing is you do have to add your minerals back into it because it is a reverse osmosis machine, which means that it literally wipes out every single thing in the water. So it's just like pure water with no minerals. So you have to add back in your own minerals. But along with that, some more environmental swaps that I've done is, you know, when I go out to eat, I'm kind of conscious of what seed oils and all of this. My kitchen at home has no seed oils. I don't even buy them. I will have alternatives for anything involving baking, stuff like that. And then I've switched all my plastic Tupperware to glass Tupperware. That was something that I did a couple years ago, but it's made the world of difference. I love it. Can't recommend that enough. And then I also switched out my baking and cooking pans and pots, and I now use either stainless steel or I use cast iron purely in like a Dutch oven. So that was a big change, but the more I did it, the more I got used to using the cast irons and everything like that. So I love those. I got my cast irons, I think, off of Amazon. Super affordable and can't recommend them enough. And then I also have switched, really this past year, I've really focused on eating intentionally with focusing on like buying organic foods and buying grass-fed, grass-finished. I also started a raw milk farm share. So those are more some of the things that I did in 2024 to help my environmental like surroundings and increase my health and wellness and stuff like that. So where I was going with that is in 2025, I'm going to continue to pursue thrifting and making sure that I'm buying like reused clothes. I'm going to aim for them to be cotton. It's not going to be perfect, but I am going to aim for that. I already started for Christmas, I asked for a lot of, like, cotton, you know, like, undergarments, like, bras, underwear, socks, stuff like that. So I started with that, and now I'm going to kind of go, like, get new pants, all of that type of thing, shirts and stuff like that. So I have a long ways to go, but kind of improving my closet over this next year will be something that I'm going to focus on as well. So this is kind of just a overview of last year in review and my intentions and goals for this upcoming year. But I would love to hear what you guys have planned. So if you guys want to shoot me a message, if you listen to this on Instagram, my Instagram's at abbleseats. So that's ABBLES.eats. Shoot me a message on there. Let me know what you guys have planned for this upcoming year. And if anything like this aligned at all, I would love to chat more. And then with that, I hope to do another one of these in exactly a year and see kind of where that whole timeline went and where I will be in a year from now. So stay tuned in a year to listen back. And then I have a lot more content coming throughout this next year. Stay tuned every Thursday. I'm going to be releasing a podcast episode. But with that, I don't really have much more to talk about tonight. So I hope you guys all have a great week, day, you know, month, whatever. But with that, stay healthy, and I hope you have a great 2025.